Bridges board president Julie Mason says the organization has had financial difficulties for the last several years.
One of the major issues that we did have with, you know, with Bridges, as far as the funding source is, many of the grants that we do have is matching funds. Some are required to give 100% matching, some 45%, some 10%. And because our revenue that we were producing somewhat from the rental program was not being fully covering all the costs for our properties that belong to the Bridges, it was absorbing all of our money.
After September 29th, those who seek services at Bridges will be helped by the Muncie Mission, YWCA, and A Better Way. They will staff the Bridges 8th Street Hub, provide help for the tiny village, and get people to the best place for the right help. But Mason says the Board of Bridges will also be there for those renting homes from Bridges because those properties will stay the responsibility of the board for now. She says renters will pay their rents and submit work orders like they always have. The agencies and the city of Muncie say they are continuing to work on a long-term plan for how housing assistance will look in the community. Brian Ayers with Open Door Health, who is helping with the planning, says all agencies are used to working together.
There's not a single challenge in this community that one organization can handle on its own. So by necessity, we all work together. If one organization struggles, we all have to work harder.
In January of this year, at the state's annual count, there were about 3,000 people experiencing homelessness in the state. 95 of those were in the region that includes Delaware, Grant, Randolph, and Jay counties. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.